With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A local bartender is found not guilty of rape. The charge stems from claims that Palmuragan Parash sexually assaulted a woman in his car along West Bay Road after meeting her earlier in the evening. Jurors unanimously acquitted him on Wednesday after a grand court trial. Police are calling on the public to come forward this morning after a fight caught on video continues to spread on social media. The RCIPS says the footage shows a man throwing something at another man, hitting him and damaging a vehicle. But as of news time, no formal report had been made. Officers say they need to hear from anyone involved or who may have seen it happen. You can report it by calling West Bay Police Station on 949-3999. Also from police, they're asking for witnesses after a single vehicle crash on Shamrock Road that sent a driver to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Emergency services responded shortly after 5 in the evening on Sunday to a collision involving a silver BMW on Shamrock Road in Georgetown. It's reported the car was traveling westbound when it left the roadway and hit a utility pole. Police say the driver was unconscious, treated by emergency services, and carried to the Georgetown Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are encouraging anyone who saw the crash to call 949-4222. And a motorcycle rider is in stable condition after a serious two-car crash in Cayman Brac. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
Police say they and other emergency services responded to a two-vehicle collision on Creek Road in Cayman Brac shortly before 11:30 on Monday, July 27th. The crash involved a motorcycle traveling west and a Honda Stream. The motorcycle sustained extensive damage, while the Honda had minor damage to its right front. According to the RCIPS, both drivers were taken to Faith Hospital, and the motorcycle rider, believed to have serious but non-life-threatening injuries, was later airlifted to Grand Cayman for further medical treatment and is reported to be in stable condition. Police say the collision remains under investigation. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
In regional news, research into the cost of the climate crisis to developing small islands has found that Caribbean nations suffered $53.2 billion of damage from climate-fueled disasters between 2000 and 2024. According to a study developed by think tank ODI Global, the figure is more than 90% of the total $57 billion in economic damage caused by floods, storms, and drought across 39 developing island nations in the Caribbean, the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Indian Ocean, and the South China Sea. ODI Global also estimates the climate crisis caused more than 180 deaths a year over the 25-year period studied. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Alan Smith. Iran has continued to strike at targets in the region after the U.S. military said it had completed overnight airstrikes against Tehran. Kuwait says an Iranian strike on a building in the north of the country killed one person. Jordan says it shot down 5 Iranian missiles. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk says an unidentified object that crashed into a Polish field on Thursday, leaving a 10-meter crater, was probably a Russian ballistic missile. The EU said the incident underlined how Russia's aggression threatens the security of Europe. Australia's internet regulator is beginning legal action against the messaging platform Telegram over its failure to remove terrorism material. Telegram rejects the allegations. Officials in Japan's southwestern Kumamoto region say the number of people known to have died after Tuesday's powerful earthquake has risen to 34. Thousands of residents have been displaced. Germany estimates nearly 10,000 people have died so far this year from heat-related causes as Europe continues to battle with intense hot weather. The country's health body said the largest proportion of these deaths occurred among people aged 75 and above. The wife of the prominent Ugandan opposition figure Kizza Besigye says he's being treated in an intensive care unit in Kampala's main hospital. On Wednesday, the 70-year-old collapsed in court, where he's standing on trial on treason charges. The new Hindu nationalist government in India's West Bengal state has been forced to reintroduce eggs to free school meals. In May, the BJP said a religious charity would provide only vegetarian meals. Critics said eggs were a key source of protein for children from poor families. And 15 elephants found dead near Kenya's Amboseli National Park are suspected to have been poisoned by eating tomatoes sprayed with pesticides. The Kenya Wildlife Service says preliminary tests found cyanide in samples taken from the animals. BBC News.